Crenshaw on November Elections, This Is Not President Obama's Democrat Party. By Jeff Poor on July 27, 2020. Monday on Fox News Channel's Fox & Friends, Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, urged viewers to consider the seriousness of the choices on the ballot this November. Crenshaw alluded to the positions Democrats have staked out on law enforcement, economics and China, adding that this Democratic Party is much different than that of former President Barack Obama. "I think a lot is at stake, okay," he said. "And my suggestion to the American people is, start listening to Democrats. We have to listen to what they're telling us. They talk about defunding the police. They talk about making excuses for violent mobs. Let's take them at their word. They want to destroy the things that bring us together. Our common bonds, our founding, our love of country. And why do they do that? Why do they say those things? Because, fundamentally, they want to dismantle our country and our institutions. That's not my word, that's their words. Dismantle our economic freedom. Our border security, our energy sector, all of it. Now, I don't think most Americans want that," Crenshaw continued. "I think we want a renewed sense of faith in the country. I think we want to have our kids love our country again. I think we want to restore faith in our police force, restore safety in our communities, and we want to rebuild our economy. Okay, we had the greatest economy that our country has ever known. We want to rebuild that. We want to rebuild our infrastructure along with it. So you're seeing a very clear choice in 2020. You know, it's chaos versus safety and security. It's socialism and doubling your tax rates versus economic freedom. It's government takeover of your healthcare versus keeping the doctor that you trust. It's acquiescence to China versus holding China accountable. These are important themes, and the difference could not be more severe," he added. "This is not President Obama's Democrat Party, and people need to realize that." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.